Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we do thank you today. We love you with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our mind, all of our strength. We're yours to command.
Thank you, Lord.
We open our eyes and open our ears to hear the word of the Lord, who is love, who is God, who is love. And we thank you and we praise you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and we're here at our place in Southwest Arkansas. I've for years have called it our laughing place.
Yeah.
And we've just had so many of the blessings of the Lord manifest through and because of this place. It's just been wonderful all these years, and we just wanted
to tell them what day we're celebrating with them today.
Our anniversary, 55 years. Glory to God.
Can you imagine being married to one man for 55 years and not wanting to quit? Glory to God.
I'm glad to hear that. It's good news.
Yeah, I'm going
to
stay with you. I think we ought to go for 100, an anniversary, at least 100 years.
Well, that'll be all right. Well, I'll be 120 in 40 years.
That's not unreasonable.
And I've set my faith on that. Genesis 3:6. Or 6:3 makes that statement. It's the only where in the Bible
where
God spoke and said the days of man shall be. And there's nowhere in the Bible where he withdrew that.
Okay, I believe that.
And so we stood on that some years ago, and I believe it. And our health is improving and getting stronger every day. Amen. And you can do the same thing.
It could be that we get to celebrate with everybody after the rapture in heaven.
I'm pulling for that.
That's the best.
I'm pulling for that.
That would glory be the best party.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah. You hear that, Lord? Yeah, I know you did. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Now, let's go to our golden text in 1 John. In the 4th chapter, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
God is love.
Now the 16th verse, we have known and believed or had faith in the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love, who is God, dwelleth in God, who is love, and God, who is love, in him. Herein is our love made perfect or developed, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he,
yes,
Jesus, who is love, as he is, so are we in this world.
Praise.
There is no fear in love. No, God is love. There couldn't be any fear in him. So we're born of him.
Yeah.
Our spirits are born again by his love, which is the word of God, which is the word of love. So there ought not be any fear in us. Mm-hmm. Now look at this. Perfect or working, developing, growing love casteth out fear. It doesn't just manage it. It doesn't just put it down or put it away. It gets rid of it.
That's right.
Why? Because fear hath torment. You know who the tormentor is. Mm-hmm. It is Satan. The devil is the tormentor, and he's the spirit of fear. He is the spirit of death. Amen. He that fears, now, is not developed in love. I want to touch on that for a moment here. It's not the fear that manifests at a time of astonishment, fright, a situation that for fear just rises up all over you. That's not the fear that's so dangerous. The fear that is truly dangerous is the fear that's living in you.
The one you meditate on.
Worry.
Yeah.
talking fear, talking death all the time. Oh, I'd never do that. When you preach Mark 11:23, that you have what you say. And so you stand up and say, glory to God, the Scripture says that He has taken sickness from the midst of me. I'll never be sick another day in my life. That, there are Christian people that just cringe when you say that. And here's why. Listen to me. I know, I've had them say it to me. Don't you know the devil will hear you? See, we have to whisper in His presence.
In reverence.
As if He can't hear you when you whisper.
Yeah.
Come on. But see, fear is faith. And people are afraid the devil's going to attack them. They feel the same way about God. They think God's going to attack them. And
fear is faith in the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's a form of faith. Well, it was Adam's faith to begin with, and when it got twisted, it turned into fear. Fear is faith in something that can hurt you or harm you, like faith, fear of a storm or fear of a snake. But we ought not even be fear of snakes. The Word of God says serpents don't have any authority over you. Anyway, I was just in the dental chair one day getting my teeth cleaned. And the two girls that were assisting the dentist, I could, you know, they were back there talking behind me. And one of them said, how was church yesterday morning? Oh, it was so wonderful, she said. I'm telling you, Pastor so-and-so, preached a message on patience. And she said, I tell you, she said, I asked God to give me patience. That other girl said, you better take that back. You pray and take that back. She's talking about taking back a prayer you prayed. She said, why not? There's no telling what God will do to you. You ask for patience.
That's pitiful.
Oh, I had to do this. Just to keep my mouth shut. I'm bound and determined I'm not going to meddle in that pastor's business here, but oh, I wanted to. And I did say something about it later, but not like what I wanted to. But that's fear. That's the wrong kind of fear of God. The Scripture tells us to fear God. And we're not talking about being frightened of Him. Fear in total, absolute reverence and awe of Him. He is so magnificent. But love does no ill to its neighbor. And God is love. Therefore, love does no ill to His family. Now, let's get back. I want to go back over there where we were yesterday in Mark chapter 11. Believe the love, have faith in the love. And that comes only by the laws of faith. Verse 11:22, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Well, as we said yesterday, He said, have faith in love. That whosoever shall, for I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, not his head, in his heart, but shall believe. Here's what you're supposed to believe. That those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. When you pray.
Yeah.
When do you start saying when you pray? When do I start believing I receive my healing? When do I start believing He loves me? When I say it. Not when I feel it. That's mental. That's physical, flesh. No, it has to be changed before you can feel it. If you're trying to wait till you feel it before you change it, you're trying to feel something that ain't even there yet. Amen. You may have to go back and look at that again to get what I said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. And all this is tied together. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have ought against any. I don't care how ugly and mean any. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care what the horrible thing that they did to your family. I'm going to tell you right now, if you turn loose a love, what they did to your family will destroy you. It'll destroy the rest of your family. It'll destroy everybody around you. Until you let go and forgive, you're blocking God out of the whole situation.
Forgive if you have aught
against any.
I mean, that covers it right there.
Everybody.
Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me.
I know what he's still doing to you.
He's still under that. Yeah.
It's still happening
anything.
To you. They can
anybody.
Already be, they that person that murdered one of your loved ones could have already been executed and gone.
Or could already be born again.
Well, let me tell you. Yeah, yeah, because I baptized a serial killer in the county jail in San Antonio, Texas. Became a real good friend of mine. And had the opportunity to see to it that he developed, and I was there, developed spiritually. He got everybody on death row born again. They were calling it life row.
You know, I spent several hours with the girls on death row. Serial killers, some of them famous serial killers. At least one of them was, and others killed multiple people. They went to prison, they got born again. They're not a serial killer anymore.
No, that's not the same, it's not the same person. Uh-huh.
Their spirit's been changed.
Well, and here's why. Well, I'm Brother Copeland, I just can't accept that. You better accept that. Because, see, Jesus already went to hell for that sin. No use in them going to hell for it. Now, if they refuse to receive Him as Lord, they're going to hell for it. But if you accept Jesus, He's already paid your price for that sin. Now, love did that for you because He's doing everything He can, number one, to get you into heaven with Him. He's doing everything He can to bless you and to work with you and keep you. If you don't forgive, you're blocking Him. All you're praying is just like walking outside and just scattering to the wind.
Faith works by love.
And until you get over there in the, it's just not working. It's not God refusing you. It's you refusing Him. Now, here's what I want to show you. This is so good. Let's go over, I'm talking about saying it now. Say it. God loves me.
God loves me.
God loves me.
God loves me.
I believe the love.
I believe the love.
I have faith in Him.
I have faith in Him.
And I have faith in His love.
And I have faith in His love.
He loves me regardless.
He loves me regardless.
I believe that.
I believe that.
Now, in the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, I want you to see something here about, you know, the Apostle John is called the Gospel of the Apostle of Love.
Yes.
He had a revelation of this. He had a revelation of it when the others didn't. Before Jesus went to the cross, he had a revelation of the fact that Jesus loved him and that he loved Jesus. But I want to show you how he developed that.
Okay.
Now, you have to realize, oh, this is big. Now get this. Jesus demonstrated to them again and again. He stood there and taught them by that fig tree. And he said it again and again. He said it, Luke recorded it. When he's talking about increase our faith, he said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say. And he taught it and he taught it and he taught it. And obviously John got it. Now, I want you to notice this. In the 13th chapter, let me check the...
A new commandment?
No, the 23rd verse of the 13th chapter, or am I got to? Yeah, 13th chapter of John. And the 23rd verse. Now there was, well, let me back up here a little bit. Verse 21, Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. The disciples looked on one another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Now, you can go ahead and read the rest of the book of John, and it just tells you that as John speaking about himself. But I want you to know how he put it. Look what he said. See, John's writing this. So listen to what he writes. Leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter, therefore, beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke, the one that's going to betray us. So here's, John is so free with Jesus. He's got such an intimate relationship with him. It shows such a bond between the two of them. Gloria, he's the only one that didn't break and run when they took Jesus into that tribal hall. John went in there with him. Peter sat outside and denied him. Now notice. So Peter came up and said, ask him who it is. Ask him who it is. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered. See, Jesus answered him. There's a relationship there. Now then, let's go on down to the 19th chapter. Verse 26. This is at the cross. Verse 25, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved. Mm-hmm. See how he says it. He says it in his writings. He says it. He's saying it. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And he's writing it by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we pick up on it right there and we say it. Jesus loves me. I'm the disciple that Jesus loves. I'm a child that Jesus loves.
Praise
Jesus
God.
Loves me. And dwell on it and think about it and meditate on it. Read these scriptures and go over it, over it. He said to his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Now, what does that indicate to us? Jesus trusted him because he had experienced, I'm talking about John. John had experienced his love, and Jesus knew it. He knew he had a revelation of it, and he turned his mother over to the one that loved, and he took care of her for the rest of their lives.
Praise God.
Amen. Okay. Now then, we'll go on over to the 20th chapter, and we'll look at the second verse. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeing the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. See what he's doing? He continues to confess that. I'm the one Jesus loved. I'm the one Jesus loved. And then you look at the seventh verse. sixth verse said, then cometh Simon Peter following him, John outran him, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a safe by itself, praise God. So, the two of them ran in there. But the point that I wanted to make of this, there's a situation here with Peter. Peter had denied Jesus. And think about what he did. He wept. He wept.
Condemnation overcame him.
Oh, he overtook him. And he wept. We just got a few seconds. I'll introduce this to you now. Do you remember after Jesus raised from the dead and they went fishing again and they didn't catch anything? He said, throw your net over on the other side of the boat. And they did and caught a load of fish. And Peter said, it's the Lord. Man, I mean, he is jumping the lake and swimming ashore. And after they had dined, Jesus asked him three times, do you love me, Peter? Lord, you know I love you. But they were using two different words. Hmm. Jesus said, do you agape me? Peter said, you know I filio you. So, I feel love for you. Jesus said, yeah, but do you love me? And he asked him three times. And it grieved him because he asked him three times. He said, you know all things. You know I love you. He got the revelation of it. And lived his life knowing the love of God. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
The first thing about prayer or any other part of the Christian life is that God loves you. Settle that.
You see yourself sad, sick, broke, busted, and we're going to struggle. No, I don't. I see myself blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Greater is he was in me than he was in the world.
Join us at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, July 29th through August 3rd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
It's so hard to love that person who wronged me.
God, I don't know how you can love me when I'm always messing up.
It's time to break free from love-limiting thoughts and understand that God has given you the capacity for His love. Get Faith in God's Love, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and begin to develop your faith concerning the love of God. He is love. If He dwells in you, then love dwells in you. God says His love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. That means you have the ability to not only believe, but receive, give, and live by the love of God. And love never fails. When you order your thoughts, feelings, and will according to His Word, you can choose the love way every time. Become rooted and grounded in the love of God by putting His Word first place. All fear is cast out when you have faith in God's love. Faith in God's Love, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these eye-opening messages, you'll be assured of God's love for you. Discover how you can share His love with those around you to bring victory and strength into their lives. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Father, we pray for all of our partners.
Thank you.
We pray for all this radio and television audience all over the world.
Praise God.
And we praise you, and we ask you to strengthen them in love, strengthen them in joy, strengthen them in faith, strengthen them wherever they are and deliver them and heal their bodies and strengthen their minds. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you something. If you need somebody to pray with you, call our prayer line. These are trained people. These are not just people off the street, you understand? They're trained prayer ministers that know how to use faith, and they'll believe God with you, and they will help you have faith in the love that God has for you. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.